brothers and sisters. It's good to be here again this afternoon.
Amen.
And we thank the Lord for the opportunity he has given us again to gather together to share his word. We have enjoyed the natural food we had been having down there. We have enjoyed the singing, and we thank the Lord for that. I know probably some of us are tired, or some who have driven miles to share with us this afternoon. Our bodies are weak and weary, but we thank the Lord that he sends his Holy Spirit to renew the inner man day by day.
Amen.
So that we may continue to worship him in truth and in spirit. This afternoon, I have a small scripture, portion of scripture I want to share with you. Book of John, chapter 3, verse 8. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
Amen.
These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. He spoke. And in the world today, so many people have come up with ways and teachings which are not right to the Lord's people on how a sinner is saved from his sins. Many people think that there must be something involved. You must be involved. You must participate in your eternal salvation. The Lord says, the wind bloweth where it listeth. He was talking to Nicodemus when he came to him. And the Lord is telling us, he's giving an illustration of what the wind does. I wonder whether there is any human being who has seen the wind by his naked eyes.
No.
It's impossible to see the wind. It's an invisible. So the Lord says, the wind bloweth where it listeth. Nobody can tell the origin of the blowing of the wind, neither its destination, nor its direction.
Amen.
What can let us know that the wind is blowing is the effects of the leaves shaking here and there, the whistling of the trees. Those are the ones which can tell us that the wind is blowing. But we can't tell where it is blowing from and where it is heading to. Neither can we tell the direction. And a man has no power to control the blowing of the wind.
Amen.
It is independent. It does not depend and man his actions. So when the Lord tells us that the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh. When the Holy Spirit blows, man cannot control it.
Amen.
It blows where it pleases. It is the work of the Lord. When the Lord wants to quicken all those he chose before the foundation of the world, all those he chose in Jesus Christ, he does by his sovereign will.
Amen.
Through the Holy Spirit, which blows like the wind, it reaches to each and every one of God's elect. Some people think that you have to hear the gospel in order to be born again. You have to be baptized in order to be born again. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in order to get eternal life. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof. When the Holy Spirit works in God's children, we only see the effect. And when we see the effects, that is the fruits of the Holy Spirit. It is not the cause. It does not make us to cause him to be born again. Because he has already been born again, the Holy Spirit has been in his heart. And now we started to see fruits of the Holy Spirit coming out of this child of God. When he never loved the Lord, you see him loving the Lord. When he never had fear in his eyes, the fear of the Lord, you see this person fearing that there is a God. For the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The Bible does not tell us that it is an academic fool. It's a person who is dead in his trespasses and sins, who is spiritually a fool because he has no spirit of God in him, which can tell him that there is a God. For in his eyes, he sees that there is no God. And in his heart, he says, there is no God. But when the Holy Spirit works in him, it teaches him to realize the spiritual things. As the wind is independent, so God is independent. He is sovereign in giving or bringing about the new birth. He doesn't need any action of man. He does when it pleases him and where it pleases him, just like the wind blowing. The Bible goes to say, but the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. When a person is born of the Spirit of God, before a person is born of the Spirit of God, he doesn't fear the Lord. He doesn't have the love of his brothers and sisters. His body is corrupt. He thinks evil things in his mind. Until the Holy Spirit blows to his heart and changes him. The dying thief on the cross never deserved to be saved eternally from the human standpoint.
Amen.
Because we see him the early times when they are put on the cross, both were railing towards the Lord, accusing him. But sometimes later we see something happening to one of them, and all of a sudden he changes. He was never taught by any preacher.
Amen.
But the Holy Spirit blows like a wind.
Amen.
It blew into his heart, and he realized that the Lord has done no mistake. They were the ones who deserved to be punished and not the Lord. And they prayed to the Lord to remember him when he will come back again. The Lord told him, "Today you are with me in paradise." That is how the Lord deals with these people, the new birth. God is sovereign in bringing about the new birth. He does not want or need the help of a preacher or the help of the scriptures.
Amen.
In our groups, in our churches back there, we have a member who has been baptized, and he is deaf ever since he was born. He doesn't know how to read or how to write. And it amazes so many people on how he came to church. But when we realize the glorious truth of the gospel, how the Lord deals with these people in giving the new birth, it's a glorious truth that we need to stick unto and spread to our brothers and sisters who are in the darkness, who are in bondage, trying to make themselves righteous before the holy eyes of the Lord, but they can't. This man loves the church. He is a dear brother. He never misses the church, but you wonder how he listens to the sermons. The Lord teaches his people through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He is independent. He doesn't depend any man in bringing about the new birth. For the Bible says that when you go to verse 6, he's trying to relate or to explain to us that spiritual birth is independent of God. It's something which God does by himself. For he says, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit." When we were born, it was the actions of the flesh of our parents. And we just found ourselves on earth. It wasn't our decision.
Amen.
So is everyone who is born of the Spirit of God. For that is born of the flesh is flesh, and that is born of the Spirit is spirit. For it is the Spirit alone which quickens. The body or the flesh profiteth nothing.
Amen.
If there could have been an action involved by men in bringing about the new birth, I'm sure so many people in this world could be bragging around, saying that, "See, the multitude have saved from their sins." They could be walking in pride, trying to show the kind of work they have done. But the Bible says we have been saved by grace alone.
Amen.
Not by our works, lest any man should boast. I wonder why some people choose not to follow the truth or choose not to decide to understand what the Bible says. They need prayers that the Lord may open their eyes and be able to choose to understand the truth. For a person who has been born of the Spirit of God can decide not to choose to live with the truth he can be disobedient. And on the other hand, he can obey the Lord if you follow his truth. For he says that thy word is truth. All that is written here has no error. It is full of truth. And we as the Lord's children need to study the Bible in order to be approved unto his word.
Amen.
And be able to rightly divide the word of truth. For the word of truth has no error in it. We need the guidance of the Holy Spirit to know that new birth is the work of the Spirit alone. For the flesh profiteth nothing. It is the Spirit which quickens. So when the Lord says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, the wind is so suffering. Man cannot control the blowing of the wind, nor can he be able to give it direction. He is not able to even tell or pinpoint that this is the very point where this wind started blowing from. And where it is ending to is somewhere, someplace. Neither can he tell that it will continue flowing northwards. So is the Spirit of God. When it goes to wherever the Lord chooses, and when it pleases him. Man has no control over the Spirit of the Lord. There are some places where people will not have an opportunity to listen to the good news. Or there are some people, for example, the previous generations back in Africa, which were not able to read or write, then we could say that all of them will go to hell because they never had an opportunity to listen to the gospel or to be able to read the gospel. But as the wind blows, it blew to some of them who God chose before the foundation of the world, and they were able to know that there is a God who lives.
Amen.
And most of our ancestors in Africa used to worship the sun. They wake up in the morning, face the direction of the rising sun, and probably think that is God moving across the sky. And then they could kneel down and worship, give thanksgiving that he may give them protection all day long. They were marveling at the wonderful creation of the Lord. For the Spirit taught them that there is a God who lives. They had a fear of the God after they had been born of his Spirit. For the Bible says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. God does not have different ways of bringing about the new birth. He has only one way, and that is through his Spirit. Some people think that God uses so many ways. Like as I was, there are some brothers over there from different orders of faith who have marveled of this glorious truth of what the Lord does to his people by his grace alone. And now they brought a question on salvation. For them, they think that it's by works. They say that it's by grace, but you have to do something. So when you could ask them that an infant dies at an early age, Now what happens to him? Because he has no ability to do something. He has no ability to decide to accept Jesus. He is not able to read and write or to hear the gospel. Or he is not able to accept to be baptized so that his sins may be washed away. That's what they teach. That when once you have been baptized, your sins are washed away. How many times do we sin? Do we find ourselves in a mess in a day? So it needs baptism hour after hour. Minute after minute. So that our sins may continue to be washed day by day. How sad it is that they are trying to labor hard to make themselves righteous before the holy eyes of the Lord, which they cannot. They are pardoned in their hearts. Some are sad that they will never see their ancestors, their kinsmen, who have passed away without coming to church, without listening to the gospel. They should need the guidance of the Holy Spirit to direct them and to know the truth. And it will set them free from bondage and have hope for a future world, for a future heaven after the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Like the deaf man, brother who is in our church, he loves the Lord. But since you know the truth that it is the Spirit which quickens, you have joy in your heart. You don't have to doubt about his salvation. Because some think that even though he's in church, he's not able to listen to the gospel, to what is being preached, and probably he might go to hell. Without knowing that Jesus did it all on the cross, and all that was necessary for you to do and I was paid for. And he has quickened us by his Holy Spirit. For he has power to give life to as many as those the Lord has given him.
Amen.
And these many are not all the people. These are the very, very people God chose in him before the foundation of the world. And he will make sure that all of them whom the Lord chose in him before the foundation of the world are quickened before he comes back. And I believe that is why he has not come back. He has to make sure that he will not lose even one or add any other on top of the number he was given. What a blessing it is that these truths have been revealed to us by grace through his Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And we need to share them with our fellow brothers and sisters who are rebelling hard to make themselves righteous before the eyes of the Lord. For Jesus said, "Those who are heavy laden, come unto me, I'll give you rest."
Amen.
They are trying to labor very hard to make themselves righteous. But when they find themselves messing up in a day many times, some of them have lost hope in life and have gone back to their wicked ways because they can't make it to heaven. How sad it is. We need to pray to these dear brethren that the whole truth may be revealed unto them, and that they receive this good news and have hope in life, and then they will be able to show the good works which the Lord has created in them in glorifying and praising his holy name. And through this way, those who are still in the darkness will be able to see light shining. And then they will come and join us, and we will continue to praise the Lord day and night while we wait for his second coming. There are so many of the Lord's people who are still in the darkness. They know there is a Lord, but they have been swept by false doctrines. they will see our good works which the Lord has created in us. When he created us spiritually, they will come and follow the light, and they will continue to praise and glorify the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ, after knowing that salvation is by grace alone. For the wind bloweth where it listeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Thank you for your good attention. May the good Lord bless you.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen, Brother Martin. I believe you saved the best sermon for last.
Fills the sky.
Amen. Been a wonderful day in the Lord. I know it's been a long day. Been a long day for Brother Martin and Yanni, but I believe the Lord strengthened him physically and spiritually this afternoon. That gospel will do to preach all over the world, and I hope God will give him a long life, a sound mind, and good health where he can preach it for years and years to come. He and Elder Vernon Johnson and Elder Tim McCool will be going to Ghana in West Africa, complete other side of the continent, in January to be preaching to a congregation there that was started by a young man that Brother Johnson and Brother Martin, Brother Obey met in the Nairobi airport. I was with them, but I was so tired I barely remembered. I vaguely remember them going over and visiting with this young man from Ghana. He had a Bible, about 20 years old. He had a Bible. He was about 20 years old. But he had a Bible that was falling apart. And Brother Johnson thought, a young man like that with a Bible that's falling apart, he must be one of God's children. So Brother Johnson just went over and started talking to him. And they exchanged email addresses, and so I believe that'll be a great work. And Brother Tim and Brother Martin will be accompanying Brother Vernon on that trip. That's in January. And then Brother Johnson will be going to Tanzania, finally. He hadn't ever been to Tanzania. He's always gone to Kenya. But anyway, he'll be going with Elder Mark Hassenmeyer in April of this year. Brother Vernon has written 52 essays on our doctrine and practice, and has shared it with Brother Martin and the other ministers in Kenya. He sent all of that information now to the young brethren in the church where Brother Obey was pastoring, and they're all studying under Brother Martin and Brother Johnson. And so I think Brother Johnson's going in April to give them a test to see how much of this they're comprehending. But they're wonderful brethren. Three of them are charter members of the church Brother Obey constituted. One of them just joined last May when we were there, but he's a very bright man. His name is Elijah. Some of you may have run into him on Facebook. I'm not a Facebook person, but Nelda is, and she says he's all over Facebook. So you brethren and sisters who are on Facebook, communicate with Brother Elijah. And let him know we love him, and he's very gifted. And we're just thankful, even though the Lord saw fit to call Brother Obey home to glory, that he's raising up many others to carry on the good work. Anything else now we need to mention?
There won't be any afternoon service.
That's right. Next Tuesday, they're going to start working on the dining room floor downstairs, and they won't get through with it in time for us to have dinner next Sunday. So we're just going to end our meeting Sunday morning. We won't have dinner or an afternoon service next Sunday. So you might spread that word and get Brother Ernie to put it on the radio. We don't want anybody coming over here on Sunday afternoon and none of us here. We're excited about our new sign out front. I don't know how many of you have noticed it, but it really is nice, and we appreciate those who work so faithfully on that.
Are we meeting Wednesday night?
Yeah, we'll meet here Wednesday night at 6:30. Yeah, I'll have to be upstairs on that. That's right. that's right. So it's 6:30. Anything else that we need to mention? We wanted to sing one verse of God Be With You. What number, brother? 94. Brother Martin will be leaving out of the airport in Birmingham in the morning at 8:30. And we won't get to see him again on this trip. I will tell you this, since it's already so late anyway. That clock by there, by the way, is all wrong. It's not that somebody reset it wrong. The battery's gone, I think. So it's only 9 in the morning. But Brother Martin ran into a friend of his that he graduated from high school with recently when he was in Nairobi working on his visa. And this young man, he hadn't seen him since high school, but he's become a lawyer, and he's living and working in Nairobi. And they met, I believe, by the providence of God. And his friend, who is a lawyer, had not been going to church anywhere, but Brother Martin started sharing with him the materials that Brother Johnson had given to him. And this young man is showing a lot of interest in the Bible now. And he told Brother Martin where one of their other high school friends was. The three of them were just very close, like the three musketeers. And Brother Martin hadn't had any contact with him in years, and he's in Minnesota. And they got together on Facebook, of all things. Some good things come out of Facebook. And so this brother is wanting to try to fly and meet Brother Martin somewhere here in America. I wish he'd have known about it and could have come to Birmingham. That would have been great. But he's studying in Minnesota. But Brother Martin will be leaving us tomorrow, and he'll be going on to Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, all the way to California. So we won't get to see you again on this trip, but we hope by the grace of God you'll get to visit us again in the future. Some of us hope to see you in Africa. But we want to sing this song, God Be With You Till We Meet Again. We'll sing the first and the last verses of this song.
God be with you till we meet again. By his counsels guide, uphold you. When the sheep securely follow you, God be with you till we meet again.
Dismiss us with prayer.
Heavenly Master, we thank thee for the gift of thy service that we are assembled here together, enabled by thy Spirit to worship thee in spirit and truth, Lord, what a joy. What a privilege. We thank thee for this, our dear brother, across the world. Dear Lord, we thank thee. We pray that thou would bless him in his continued study and his continued ministry, that thou would use him to bless thy people. And
Let me just say one word. Those who may have come in this afternoon and hadn't had an opportunity to help Brother Martin financially, it would be appreciated. Just place it here on the table. Thank you. You're dismissed.